Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day.
Yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. With more, only Jesus,
only
Jesus,
more than a miracle,
more than a miracle to change
my life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, Christ, I love You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock on today. And this message is entitled, Your Spiritual Over and Under. Before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. So if you have a request at this time, please press the number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call. That God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm requesting prayers for my son, Kimber. He's still struggling with his situation. And I'm also praying for my other son, Antoine. He's still struggling with his situation on his job. and pray for me as a parent to have the strength to be able to stay strong in the word and handle the situation the best way I can. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time, so the next voice that you hear will be that of Brother Patrick Medlock, immediately followed by our closing prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Danielle, for everything that you do, not just on Tuesdays, but every day of the week for this particular ministry. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for not only continuing this ministry from Brother Marshall years ago, but also being able to continue to share with me and others the opportunity to share some devotional thoughts. And we want to thank each and every one of you who, each of you who are part of the Blog Talk telephone number that's associated with this ministry, where you called in to hear the devotional thoughts, those that are on the www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. You can not only listen to it live there, but if you miss any devotionals, then you can go and search the archives for messages, either specific or in general. And then also, I am simulcasting this devotional on Facebook Live, so I'm thankful for those who are a part of it. I see Frankie and Janice and Shirley, at least, are three of the individuals that are looking at it just based on their comments, and there looks to be several others as well. So Godspeed to each and every one of you. You probably heard the term over-under, and if you're hearing it maybe in passing or maybe you have been involved in an over-under betting situation where a wager is placed on whether the combined score of both teams will be over or under a specific amount of points. So that might be for basketball or football or baseball. It could be any number of sports where one of the things is not just who wins, but whether or not the combined scores of the teams would go either over or under a certain amount. And so you either bet the over or you bet the under. I don't know anything about that because I'm still reading in my Bible in Hebrews chapter 13 that I need to be content with what I have. And so I'm not a person that's going to be playing the lottery or making an over or an under wager. However, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, I have a different over under for you today because, and it may have been best explained in addressing the book of Ecclesiastes by a gentleman named G. Campbell Morgan. And what he said was, it's only as a man takes account of that which is over the sun, as well as that which is under the sun, that things under the sun are seen in their true light. So I'm going to submit a different over-under scenario that would maybe create a different paradigm concerning the term or phrase over-under. And that is, when you're a Christian, you need to take the over, very specifically, over the sun perspective versus under the sun. What I want to do today is to, in this particular devotional, introduce the concept of over-under, because I believe in the book of Ecclesiastes, essentially, King Solomon went through experiencing every single experience and joy of life that he and his wealth and prestige and power could muster, so that he could essentially say to us, Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. All is vanity and vexation of spirit. So because of that particular reference, we kind of see that under is really not going to ever get you anywhere. If we're still focused on what's under the sun, then we'll really miss the boat. And even though Ecclesiastes is a very old book, I'll say to you that it's very relevant today. After all, the society which Solomon lived in a millennial ago, before the birth of Christ, was not too different from our world today. Solomon saw injustice to the poor, just like we see injustice to the poor. He wrote about it in chapter 4. He saw crooked politicians like we see crooked politicians. He wrote about it in chapter 5. He saw incompetent leaders like we see incompetent leaders, and he wrote about it in chapter 10. He saw guilty people allowed to commit more crime, just like we see guilty people being allowed to commit more crime. And he wrote about it in chapter 8. He saw materialism in chapter 5 and the desire for the good old days in chapter 7, like you'll hear certain groups speak to today. I don't know about you, but Ecclesiastes sounds pretty up to date to me, and helping me to understand that I don't need to bet on the under when it comes to life and living, but I need to have a perspective of what's over the sun, and that's God's will and God's way. I will say to you that we do need to be about enjoying life. You'll read that in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18 through 20. The Bible says, "Here is what I have seen to be good and fitting, to eat and to drink and to enjoy oneself in all of one's labors in which he toils up under the sun during the few years of his life which God has given him, for this is his reward." And I'll let you read verses 19 and 20 yourself. But then if you're focusing so much on the under, on what's happening under the sun, then you got to make sure that you do what he says also in Ecclesiastes 11 and 10 through 12 and 1. Those two verses are right there together, the end of chapter 11, the beginning of chapter 12. So remove grief and anger from your heart and put away pain from your body, because childhood and the prime of life are fleeting. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw nigh when you will say, "I have no delight in them." Remembering the Creator is going to help you bet on the over the sun perspective that ultimately this book endorses, because it ends by saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This was just the first installment. I hope to get delivered to you 4 other installments referencing very pertinent issues that Ecclesiastes bring that's going to help you to understand that you need to go ahead and put all of your spiritual capital on God and bet on over the sun, because the stuff that's over the sun is nothing but vanity. And we'll talk about the word vanity and what it means on next week. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for such a wonderful opportunity that we've had to be able to share God's word today. Help us to be able to understand that we need to bet on the over the sun perspective that helps us to understand that Jesus is indeed Lord and Savior, and that it is only through Jesus that we can truly please God. Father, help us to be able to bet on that over perspective and not focus on worldly greed and power and prestige and materialism, but help us to be focused on the right things and to get our house in order, knowing that at any time our number can be called to from labor to reward. Father, help us to have that perspective. You heard the prayers of Sister Graham for her sons. You heard the prayers of Sister Danielle asking that the group continue to pray for each other and support one another. Pray for her husband as well, that he's also safe. And Father, just continue to be able to bless those. We got people that are still getting COVID. You got still people who are dying for COVID. You got still people who are traveling. Be with me as I travel to Detroit over the weekend to eulogize the 104-year-old Evergrace C. And continue to bless us all and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.